Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
This is only my second time going live, so I'm still new, figuring it out, and I'm back.
Oh, hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We have Dana with us bright and early on Tuesday morning to talk about Mercury retrograde.
Yeah.
How we're going to get through it. Dana, can you hear us okay?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can't hear you, hon.
Oh,
check your mic.
Let's see. Mic.
And I know I'm not usually a big dreader of Mercury, but let me tell you, it's been a little rough already for us.
Yeah.
If you're joining us this Tuesday morning, feel free to type in some questions in the comments. We're going to answer them for you live while Dana gets the microphone going. Oh, Sandy says she can hear you. Can you let's try one more time, Sandy? Or Sandy. Dana?
Can you hear me? No? I don't know what to do. Both of my microphone icons say that they're on. Don't know
Let's
what to
see.
Do.
What do we got going?
How do I do the microphone? Cam mic, audio. Default microphone, echo cancellation, stereo audio. I don't know how to do the audio. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yay! Oh my gosh. I had no idea what to do.
Right. Speaking of, hi Marlene. Hi Sandy. So why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and how long you've been doing astrology and what made you kind of start following along with all of those astrology things that float around up there above our heads?
Well, let's go back to when I was a child. I don't know if anybody, if you're in your 40s or older, you might remember these little scrolls that used to be sold at the convenience store counter. So my mom used to get those when I was a kid, and I just fell in love with those. I didn't know what they meant, but I would roll them open and read my horoscope even though I was a child. And I think that my love for astrology was born when I was, you know, around fourth grade, however old you are then, like 10 years old or something. And a friend of mine typed me up this thing that said, you and I are both Geminis. And she typed up this whole sheet about Geminis, and I fell in love with it. I taped it to the back of my bedroom door, and I read it every day throughout my teenage years. So that's where it was born. And then I started getting books and things like that. But I've actively been studying astrology for 13 years, and there's still so much to learn about it. So I think that the planets are our ancestors, just like some humans are our ancestors. They've been with us in every life that we've ever had on Earth. And I think if we make friends with them, with these planets, and understand them, we can use them to our advantage because they are here for us. They're not here to punish us. They're not here to make our lives difficult. They are here to help us transform. They shine a light on where we need healing, and they provide us opportunities to manifest our destiny. So that is what I have to say about my background. And I'm a teacher, so I teach everything from meditation and yoga to astrology. I do priestess trainings, and I'm a spiritual teacher, and I think that astrology is quite spiritual.
Well, you know, that I can get into, you know, and the energy, you know, coming from them. You know, and I was laughing to myself even on the way in to do this, and I'm like, how funny, you know, you are so gifted in doing astrology and how it works. And I'm kind of like that person on the other side of the fence, you know, that I'm like, really?
Yeah. Because you've got Virgo in your chart. You're quite skeptical.
Well, there we go. Virgo rising. A lot of people will always come up and be like, I bet you're Virgo. And I'm like, you're probably right. But
they'll usually see your rising sign first if they don't know you, which is interesting. Yeah. So let's talk about planet Mercury and understand it first. Mercury is the smallest planet unless you're counting Pluto. If you count Pluto, then Mercury is the second smallest planet. So it's a tiny planet. It's only a quarter of the size of Earth. It's less than half the size of Earth. And it's the closest to the sun, and it is the fastest moving planet. So this planet is moving fast all the time, and its orbit around the sun is 88 days. So it travels around the sun in 88 days. That's pretty fast. It takes us 365 days. So I think something like a year on planet Mercury is the equivalent of 56 days or something like that. And the interesting thing about Mercury is that it takes hits from all of these asteroids and meteors. So there are literally chunks taken out of this planet. It has huge craters and cracks in it, but it keeps ongoing. So I think that's a great message for us that, you know, Mercury says, we move so fast all the time. Let's take 3 weeks out of our year, a couple of times a year, and slow down. We need rest. And so I always imagine that Mercury, he's so busy helping us all day, every day throughout the year with our travel, with our communication, with our mobility, with our electronics, that he says, I need a vacation. So he slows down. And that's what a retrograde is. The planet slows down so much in its orbit that it gives the illusion that it's going backwards. Now, it's not really going backwards. It's just slowed down so much that it's almost like if you were on a train that was going slow and another train passed you quickly, you would get this weird feeling, this sort of weird motion illusion. And so when Mercury slows down, he's traveling back through a constellation and spending a lot of time in one constellation. And it's different every retrograde cycle. And right. So this cycle, Mercury is retrograding through Scorpio. So we are going back over Scorpio qualities in our lives. We're looking back on them. And we have, you know, Mercury is the planet of communication and travel and mobility and thought. This is a planet of our intelligence. This planet helps us, greatly influencing us with our thought processes and problem solving and solutions and all of the ways in which we communicate, which are so many nowadays, right? Through all of these devices that we have, and we communicate with even body language and our words. So we do have to slow down and take extra care with our communication. And we may not realize how important communication is until it's on the fritz. And there's misunderstandings, which is one of the number one causes of human suffering, is misperception and misunderstanding each other. We see this in the world right now. And so overall, everyone is affected with communication, with technology, with travel plans, all plans. We're going to need a plan B and a plan C when Mercury's retrograde. And be careful who you're sending that text to. I've sent some embarrassing texts to the wrong people during Mercury retrogrades. Don't let this happen. Proofread.
Proofread and double check the name at the top before you hit send. Right?
100%. You will set yourself up for success if you slow down and proofread your stuff before hitting that send button or saying those things.
Take a minute to think about it before you say it, maybe.
Yeah, and especially with Mercury retrograde in Scorpio, because Scorpio is a sign that there's a lot of positive qualities about Scorpio, and then there's some negative qualities. So some of the negative qualities, if you're off balance, can be betrayal and suspicion and jealousy and paranoia. And there's just some darker sides that words can sting. You can poison somebody if you're not careful with your words at this time. And I think the world just needs us to be more mindful in how we interact with each other. And be softer. Scorpio's got a really tough shell. So a lot of the positive qualities of Scorpio can also come out at this time. Scorpio is a sign of metaphysics. So that's why I really think now more than ever, we need spiritual pursuits, spiritual endeavors, work on our intuition, do some meditation, any kind of get a reading. You know, there's a psychic fair coming up at Goddess Elite. People, yep. Check that out. It's a great time. Because what happens when Mercury's retrograde is what's called vertical communication is just sort of altered a little bit. And vertical communication is the communication that's like happening between you and me right now. It's between me and this computer. It's all communication horizontal communication on Earth. And then vertical communication is between us and spirit. And so that communication is enhanced. And we have more communication with our planetary allies and spirit.
Right, right. So Mike, it says universe has given us a second chance to choose again. Is this what we want? So, you know, in this time.
Yeah, the universe gives us opportunities, and that's exactly right. We get to look back over Scorpio qualities. And so if any of you are, maybe some people watching this are really into astrology and they know where Scorpio is in their chart, or you can check out your eighth house, or if you have any planets in Scorpio. Now, those would give you a clue specifically what is going to be lit up right now in your life, what theme. But you can also just pay attention. One of the ways that I really like to try to get myself to enjoy a Mercury retrograde is to finish projects that I started and just left. So finishing old things, but also watch out for synchronicities and patterns and themes in your life. This could be really fun. You could probably have a whole list of synchronicities by the time Mercury goes direct. And the other thing is to also remember that this is for us, right? It's not, we're not being punished. You can't hide out in your home. What it's really trying to get us to do is be in the present moment, which is where we're the most safe, the most at peace, the most powerful. And so if we're in the present moment every day, remembering, oh, Mercury's retrograde, let me move slow. Let me pay attention. Let me give myself extra time. And then I think that we can really get the benefits from it, because at the end, when Mercury goes direct, what we have is refreshing clarity. And we get epiphanies, and it just feels so refreshing, so clean when we come out of it, that we're ready. We're more evolved. Because what happens during a Mercury retrograde is that we tap into unlimited potential. It's almost like Mercury tricks us, because that is sort of the planet. It's the planet of mischief. I don't know if you've ever seen the icon, the archetype for the planet Mercury. It looks like a little devil. It's got striped horns. Yeah. And he's got a little body. So he's the planet of mischief. So our ego doesn't, our ego doesn't normally want to choose change. It's afraid of the unknown. So we get tricked into these changes and discoveries and ways to heal ourselves. So I like to call them opportunities, not challenges. And I know people that dread Mercury retrograde, but I think if we make it our friend, we'll coast through a little more easily and get these lessons that the universe wants to help us with.
Right. Well, you mentioned a couple minutes ago that like it's you like using Mercury retrograde as a time for finishing things.
Yeah.
Now, would that would the opposite be like not to start things and to get involved in something new?
Right. I don't recommend starting new projects or new relationships right now. Now, sometimes if you're starting a new relationship, this could be somebody that's returning from a past life. So that could be harmonious, or it could be an ex coming back, and that would be actually in alignment, because maybe this person's coming back to reconcile some karma. However, if you are maybe dating online and you are setting up a first date with somebody and you go and meet them, you may not see exactly who they are while Mercury is retrograde, but they're going to look completely different to you when Mercury is direct. So things are hidden. And it's recommended to avoid making large purchases right now, like appliances, cars, homes, things like that, things that cost a lot of money. Mm-hmm. I remember once somebody was buying a new air conditioner during Mercury retrograde, and I recommended against it. I was like, I don't recommend. Can you wait 2 weeks? Well, she bought it, and it was broken, and she had to return it and got a new one, and then this new one wouldn't fit, and then you know, it was just problem after problem. So avoid that. And then also try to avoid signing contracts. If you have to sign a contract, obviously you have to live your life, but proofread it, triple check it, have another set of eyes look at it, make sure that you read every word and understand it. Because basically, Mercury doesn't want you to make external commitments during its retrograde time, because it's a time of reflection. Anything that begins with RE, reflection, recovery, reconciliation, rest, revisiting things, redoing things, renegotiating things, these are very harmonious during retrograde, because RE, retro, returning. Right. You know, if we are starting new things, we're gonna have a big challenge. So if we let go of expectations at this time as well, we have no expectations, you are going to coast right through this retrograde. So it teaches us how to let go, how to surrender, how to not be in control and be okay with that. We have, if we are committing to things that are farther than 3 weeks away, that because Mercury's retrograde cycle is 3 weeks, then we might have changes or plans or delays or cancellations in that we have committed to. I knew somebody who got engaged during a Mercury retrograde, and I was like, no. And that wedding never happened. I couldn't say it to her. I was like, Well, let's just find out, you know, and then I just definitely don't recommend commitments like I personally would never get a tattoo during Mercury retrograde because that's forever.
But you do have tattoos, so it's not like
right.
Panic everybody, you know.
Yeah. Just be careful that everything's spelled right and it's the right size and the way you want it. You've communicated to the artist.
Right. You don't want to end up on one of those websites with the funny, you know, mishaps.
Yeah, I thought it meant peace, but it actually says, right?
right. So Sandy, she put this comment in when we were talking about finishing things, but at the same time when she says, dang, sounds like I need to finish my kitchen painting project soon. But it made me think, like, if you were trying to finish your kitchen, but you had to go buy that appliance, like, which one wins out?
Just painting. I definitely recommend that, especially if you started the painting. Mm-hmm. But, you know, hold off on those appliances for 2 weeks. Mercury's already been retrograde for 1 week. We've got 2 weeks left. And then it's important to also remember there's something called the ghost period. Or, you know, and it's got different names, but there's this sort of integration a few days before Mercury goes retrograde, maybe even a week to 10 days before when it's in its shadow. And then a week, maybe even after Mercury goes direct, where imagine if you went on vacation for 3 weeks and you needed to pack, you needed to prepare, you needed to like put all kinds of things on hold. And then when you return, you've got to do laundry, you've got to unpack, you've got to get reacclimated to life, get back into your routine. So it takes a little while for Mercury to get back into his natural rhythm. So we still have to be a little bit careful. So I usually wait a few days. I call it Mercury's last laugh because he is such a trickster. You know, Mercury is Hermes in mythology. He's got feathers on his cap and on his feet, and he just flies around. He's the messenger and the trickster. He's mischievous. But when he's normally helping us, but then he's like, I got to take a rest. I've been flying around. So yeah, watch out for appliance purchases. We got a refrigerator last year during Mercury retrograde. It was not our choice. We have a landlord who got it for us, and I would have waited. We had a refrigerator in our basement and one in our garage, and I was trying to hold off, but nope, he got it for us during retrograde. And that refrigerator arrived with lots of problems, including the delivery people. They were quite interesting. I don't need to share it here because it's not pleasant, but the refrigerator barely fit in the space. Like, we had really had to like kind of scrape the wall to get it in there. And then it made noises for a week. And then every Mercury retrograde, there's some kind of weird problem with this refrigerator. The drawers don't open. It's weird. So
it's like the haunted Mercury.
It really is. And you know, some people work with Mercury retrograde cycles. And that's really interesting. If you were born during a Mercury retrograde, you might love this cycle so much. You might be the most empowered and productive and transformed. Mm-hmm. So everybody's different.
I can speak to that. I've got a colleague, you know, in this field, and 9 times out of 10, this person is always late, always like scraping by, but here comes a Mercury retrograde and they were born like on time, early, ready. And I'm like, well, what the hell is the difference? And she's like, well, Mercury's in retrograde and I was born during, and I'm like,
off of the day.
I don't think that was, I had a whole bunch of planets in retro, but I don't remember if Mercury was mine. But
probably not, since you struggle with it,
especially this time. I might have to cross a little more into the belief. Like, I'm like, well, how long is the shadow period? Because let me tell you.
Yeah, right. So Mercury goes direct on November 3rd, which is interesting. Election day, right?
Right. Well, and you just answered a question that came up, like, when is the cycle over?
November 3rd, election day. But give it about a week if you need to make big purchases or sign contracts and things like that, or even make travel plans. And the other interesting thing, too, is that one of my favorite astrologers who I trust, who's very intuitive, said that because astrology works in what's called a metonic cycle. A metonic cycle is every 19 years. So every 19 years, the planets kind of return to what they were doing. Otherwise, it's different every year. The planets don't retrograde at the same time every year. The full moon isn't on the same date every month, year after year. It's just not. And Mercury doesn't retrograde at the same time every year. These planets are always dancing. So when we have a metonic cycle, basically the astrologer was reminding us that the astrology right now in our universe is exactly the same that it was 19 years ago when Bush and Gore were against each other in the election and there was some kind of miscount in the votes and it had to be redone all over again. So we're having the exact same astrology right now as that election. So it will be quite interesting to see what is revealed. And that's sort of Scorpio's forte, is to reveal. Scorpio is like an investigator, loves the mysterious, loves to uncover the facts, the details that were hidden underneath. And Scorpio is also a sign of sort of life, death, rebirth. No sign in the zodiac understands life, death, and rebirth quite like Scorpio. And Scorpio has regeneration powers, the ability to reincarnate, transform. It's the alchemy. It's like the phoenix. So with Mercury retrograde to Scorpio, I almost feel like our country, maybe even our world, has been deafing this year. And I don't mean that literally, I mean figuratively and spiritually, although I'm sure literally in many cases. But we have this opportunity to be reborn as a nation or as a race, the human race. And so I think that there's sort of a reincarnation process happening. And after Mercury's retrograde, as we move through the Scorpio cycle, we can expect a rebirth. In a lot of ways, and that's what I'm excited about. So if you do not love this year, your life this year, it's because it's a death that we're all collectively experiencing, so to speak. And then new life as it comes, like new life is always fragile. You really need to nurture it and nourish it and help it and feed it. And so these planets this year, there's been so many retrogrades this year they're really, really helping. They're supporting us through this process. They didn't cause it. They're here to support us through it, what is meant to happen. There are no accidents. And guess what? Earth is the only planet that does not retrograde. Do you know what that means? That the planets are for us. They're for Earth. They're doing their thing for us.
Is it Jupiter, one of the big ones? Like, it takes a lot of hits in the asteroid belts, you know, shielding us from being bombarded constantly.
Yes. He's the great. Yeah. All the planets are so fascinating. They all have personalities, sort of, these qualities. And yeah, Jupiter is the great benefactor. Jupiter is very generous and very protective of us, and is like a great big jolly giant that is like protect them and is the planet of blessings and grace. So yeah.
Right. Well, for anybody that might be just joining us, feel free to type in some questions in the comments. Dana is more than willing to answer live. So we're talking about Mercury retrograde and how to get through it this time around.
Yeah. So I'll talk until somebody has a question, but one of the other things that I like to do when Mercury is retrograde is laugh. You need a sense of humor. So if you can find that sense of humor and say, Mercury got me, look at this, this is so funny. It's hard to do, but if you can laugh at it, you have power over it. It'll keep you lighthearted and open. When you're lighthearted, you're more open to the lessons. And I like to call them teachings and opportunities rather than challenges, because it's just more positive. And if we could just slow down and take a couple of breaths and just say, you know what, what is the lesson? What am I learning here? What is this teaching me? What is the opportunity? Because again, the spiritual aspect of it, especially for those who aren't very spiritual, you can open up to that. Let yourself open up to that and see the opportunities there. It'll be helpful, because again, we wouldn't have chosen some things, and Mercury reveals the truth. Scorpio loves the truth. Mercury retrograde in Scorpio is going to take a magnifying glass to some things. It's going to do an excavation and dig some things up. We know that Scorpio rules over Halloween, so we kind of make fun of our fears. So being fearless at this time and very strong, very strong-willed, we can have the endurance. This is the dark part of the year now. We're going to be switching those clocks back on Halloween. We know there will be a little bit lit up by a full moon, hopefully, if the skies are clear. But I think that, you know, even though Mercury retrograde affects everyone, it may affect Geminis and Virgos because Mercury is their ruling planet. And it may affect Taurus and Scorpio because it's the Taurus full moon in the Scorpio cycle a little bit more, but it will affect everybody. So generally, no one is exempt from Mercury retrograde. Mercury does not discriminate. More opportunities for transformation for those four signs. And again, if you have strong Taurus and Scorpio in your charts, or a strong Gemini and Virgo in your charts, meaning is it your rising sign? If it's not your sun sign, is it your moon sign? So I highly recommend, if you're interested in astrology at all, see if you can look that up. There's tons of free calculators online for you to find out what's in your birth chart.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, do you think full moon energy or working with the full moon is any different during a retrograde?
I don't think it's any different. I think that it might heighten the energy, of course, because full moons can be intense. So there will be a buildup of energy towards this full moon. The few days leading up to the full moon can be, and Scorpio is a sign of intensity, especially, you know, deep emotion and passion, passionate opinions, passionate emotions. You know, this time of year with the election and everything, and everybody sort of divided against each other. A lot of people are angry, and that could be also Mars is retrograde. So it could be that people's frustrations or passive aggressive stuff coming out. But these things come out in order to be healed. And the interesting, you know, we have to be careful, I think, with our schedules at this time. I don't know how many people are busy or traveling, but Scorpio is actually a sign that can get quite exhausted because it can overextend itself. It can burn out. And so that could affect all of us at this time as well. And if you think about the archetype of Scorpio, which is the scorpion, it is the only living creature that can accidentally kill itself, right? It can accidentally sting itself. So we could accidentally sting ourselves with this energy. So I think the full moon, you know, Taurus is a sign that's very, very grounded. It's a slow moving sign. It does appreciate stillness and the creature comforts of home. So I'm curious what will happen this full moon. I don't think it's necessarily going to be a go out and party kind of moon. And even though there will be on one hand Halloween, but on the other hand, it's the Taurus full moon and we're in a pandemic. And if we have Taurus energy, Taurus usually stays home in that kind of energy, but we'll find out.
Right. Well, we have a question, you know, maybe quickly, how would the current retrograde affect Capricorn?
Okay, so I would certainly recommend that you find out your rising and moon and where those are as well. But look at your chart and see where Scorpio is in your chart or what Mercury was doing. If you're a Capricorn, you're an earth sign, but I just think maybe just same as everybody else, watch communication, pay attention, don't sign contracts or make big purchases. And you know, what is interesting is that Capricorn is actually a very harmonious sign with Scorpio. That's, those signs go very well together. So, you know, it's just take it easy. I think it's just pay attention, slow down, take care of yourself, go back over things. It could be something as simple as I have a book that I never finished, finish the book. Or I have a pile of clothes that need buttons sewed on them. Do that. I started cleaning the basement and I never finished. Great finish. And you will be greatly supported in those things. I don't recommend going and getting a new haircut or plastic surgery at this time.
This is why you always see those memes. Don't get your bangs, you know.
Right. Don't get your own bangs right now.
So another question we have has to see about getting an attorney. So, you know, not by choice. So maybe, you know, kind of an emergency situation, but any ideas on how to choose, given like you don't want to get into, you know, any type of contract. And usually attorneys, like there's some sort of agreement that goes on.
Yeah. I would say if you have to get one right now, I would say prayer. Remember, vertical communication is wide open. Say a prayer. If you're into prayers, hey, it's, you know what have you got to lose if you're not a praying person? And the way that I would word the prayer is, thank you for sending me the best attorney for the highest good. I can't wait to see who it is. And just believe and see what happens. Because we've got so much, you know, the veil is thin right now. And so that means we have access to our guides, to our ancestors, to our angels, to the loved ones who've crossed over. They want to see you have the best attorney possible for the highest good. So use, you know, Scorpio, Mercury's retrograding through Scorpio. We move into the Scorpio sun cycle in 2 days. This is a sign that is highly intuitive, very psychic. It is the sign of psychology and the psyche. So I think that you would have an opportunity to use your intuition on your feeling for the person if you meet them. Like, you'll know if they're shady or not. You'll know whether to trust them or not. However, do be aware that this person may look different to you once Mercury is direct. But if you can wait 2 weeks to choose your attorney, great. It is a good time to negotiate or to interview, I guess. But if you do have to choose one now, say that prayer and visualize the best, because guess what's more powerful than Mercury retrograde? Spirit. And spirit is at the top of that ladder, your higher power, your higher self. And so that does kind of rule over the planets. The planets aren't, you know, the most powerful thing in the universe. There is a benevolent source of energy that hopefully we all believe in. That is the ultimate.
Right. Well, Savannah just became a store manager at her 9-to-5 job. Can always see retrograde effects the customers are having. Me too. That can be given to her coworkers.
Oh yeah. So just remember that not everybody knows Mercury's retrograde, and see the humanness in them. People are confused. They're in pain. They don't know what to do with it, so they project it onto others. So if you can just learn to not take everything personal, give them their space. I love white light. White light neutralizes negativity. So put it around yourself for protection, if that feels like it, if it resonates with you, or put it around the annoying customer, or, you know, and neutralize their negativity, and just go with the intention of, hey, why can't we all just get along? We're here to help each other. Giving that advice to people, watch your communication, move a little bit slower, pay more close attention, and try not to take anything personal, because Mercury retrograde, it isn't personal. Mercury is not trying to hurt you, but find the lessons in it. Maybe somebody's teaching you how to communicate better. Maybe somebody's teaching you how to not react, how to respond instead of react. Mm-hmm. Maybe somebody's teaching you how to trust your intuitive vibes. So we're all reflections for each other. We can all be each other's teachers. And if we look at it like that, I think we'll have a much easier time. That's a good question. Right. You're in the public, right? You're dealing with people all day long.
All day, nothing but communication in a retail type space. So double check your signage, make the signs bigger.
Yes. Word the signs properly. People aren't going to read the signs.
They never do. That's like... One of the top 5 commandments in retail, you know, right. Signage are ignored, and you know, it's fun working retail.
Yeah, you know what? This is interesting, because we do get a lot of signs when Mercury's retrograde, and this can be an actual sign, like a billboard blaring. Look for the signs. Look for the omens. Look for the guidance. There's messages everywhere that we can look at. So be aware.
Slow down and pay attention, like be here and read.
Yes. And not everybody knows that. So you've got a leg up by knowing that Mercury is retrograde, and just remember that not everybody else knows this.
Right. So Jacqueline, so she's a Leo, and in this retrograde, it's making her crazy and her own energy is super chaotic. So what would be good, maybe like grounding, you know, techniques during this retrograde for people that are feeling a little more, you know, chaotic this time around?
Yeah. And I wonder what our sun sign is such a tiny, tiny, tiny piece of our astrology. It's the number one thing everybody learns. I'm a Leo. And then we think that's all there is, that the be all end all, but it is not. So I wonder, what your rising or your moon sign is, or what else is going on in your chart, but breathe. So breathing, when your breath is calm, your mind is calm. These two things are directly connected. And yoga philosophy, that's the very first lesson of yoga philosophy. It all starts in the mind. And what is the direct link to the mind? Your breath. So we all know how good we feel if we just stop and take a few mindful breaths. A great breathing technique that you could do for 1 to 3 minutes is just inhale slowly and count how many seconds it takes you to inhale. Say it's 6 seconds. And then as you exhale, count backwards. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And do it a few rounds. You will change your day. You will change your perspective. You will change your mood. You will change your energy. You'll change everything. And then also, never underestimate the power of a tree. go hug a tree, go touch a tree, go put your forehead against a tree, go outside, put on a coat, put on your shoes, go outside and hug a tree. That tree will pull any negativity right out of your body. It wants to. It wants to help you. It'll recycle it and you will feel so much better. Or, hey, better yet, do the breathing with the tree. Put your back against a tree, do that breathing exercise. If you've got 3 minutes, it will help you immensely. But also, you know, if the energy is chaotic, just try to be still. Say the prayers. Prayer is so powerful during, it's always powerful, but it's so powerful during Mercury retrograde. And again, the best way to pray is not to ask for something. It's to affirm that it's already there. Because if you're asking for something, what you're sort of doing is affirming that you're lacking, that you don't have it. And then the energy of the universe kind of reads that as, okay, you like that. I'll give you more of that. But if you pray to affirm it's there, that it's coming, that it's already around you, you will start to see evidence of it.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, Sandra, her rising is Sag and born on a new moon, Capricorn on the cusp. She says, I imagine staying away from purchases and contract applies, but anything else?
Try not to make travel plans. I don't know how many people are traveling right now, but if you, I know a lot of people, there's always usually a Mercury retrograde in the fall. And I know a lot of people who make travel plans for the holidays in the fall and they set it up. And then here comes the holidays and they had a 3-hour delay or their flight was canceled or, you know, they missed their flight or something. So if you have to make holiday plans, make them after the 3rd or even after, you know, in the middle of November, make them then, and then, you know, that'll be better for you. But you want to watch your communication. And so, yeah, no contracts or major purchases, but try not to have expectations and commitments. Don't call your ex. Don't begin new projects. Don't engage. I mean, these are just, if you have to do these things, do them. Because again, God, goddess, deity, Messiah, whoever you believe in, whatever you believe in, the universe, Mother Nature, more powerful than Mercury retrograde, just be aware. And I love astrology, so I'm going to follow the astrological weather. Somebody says, hey, it's raining outside. Well, I'm going to wear a raincoat and I'm probably going to bring an umbrella. So that's kind of what Mercury retrograde says. I'm a weather report. I'm giving you this report. Just protect yourself. Take a little bit of extra care. Bring your umbrella, so to speak.
Right. Your extra little Mercury.
Yes, yes, indeed.
I know we covered a little bit about Capricorn and Gemini, but Light, Peace, Love was just asking, so maybe a quick go over.
Yeah. So Gemini rising, that, you know, your rising sign, your ascendant, that's the sign that was coming over the eastern horizon when you were born. So Gemini has great influence over you. These are two really interesting zodiac signs together, because Capricorn is so practical, so goal-oriented, so much, so very responsible. And then here comes Gemini that just wants to have fun, just wants to play and think and dream and imagine and communicate and all of these things. So Gemini, if, especially once you get to sort of middle age or after 40, your rising sign starts to make more sense to you, and because it's what you've been working towards. So a lot of people get more into their rising sign, you know, after, you know, in the late 30s or even after 40. So you'll understand that a lot more. But Gemini has great influence over you. It's what your soul is here for. So your sun sign is sort of like your ego, human personality. It's kind of like what your human ego came here to do, talents and qualities and gifts. But your rising sign is much more on a deeper level. It's very spiritual. It's what your soul came here to do. It's your soul work. It's what you're working towards in your evolution. So Gemini is really important. And being Gemini is ruled by Mercury. Your Mercury is your chart ruler. So your chart, everybody's birth chart is ruled by a planet. It's the planet that rules your rising sign. So for example, my rising sign is Scorpio. My chart ruler is Pluto. So your rising sign is Gemini. That means Mercury rules your chart. So there are going to be lots of opportunities for you to evolve and transform through this process, this retrograde cycle. Remember, Mercury is the trickster archetype. So if we're not choosing it, Mercury will trick you into the truth that the ego wouldn't have chosen. It doesn't like change, but change helps us grow. And it opens us up to our greater potential. So it's like we are sort of pinned, when Mercury's retrograde, we're sort of pinned in between who we were and who we are meant to become. So your soul contract is to become greater, especially in the area of being a messenger and a communicator. If Gemini is on your ascendant, you're probably a master at writing, teaching, problem solving, networking, and moving pretty quick and changing your mind and your mood just as quickly. It's mercurial.
You know, it's funny when you say like mercurial make you kind of fall into the change, the growth. Yeah. And, you know, then I wonder how many times, even in readings or in healing work, you know, telling people like you keep avoiding this. And at some point the universe is going to make you. So now I have to wonder, like, how many times does that happen for people during the Mercury retrograde?
That's exactly right, Melissa. It's what you resist persists. once you give in and say fine and do it, you probably, there's so much transformation and you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know why I didn't do that sooner. And the Scorpio has us looking these things in the eye, things that maybe you were afraid of. And you look it in the eye and you find out it was more afraid of you than you were of it, because now change has to happen. And that's the alchemy of Scorpio. It can take a piece of junk and turn it into gold. So if I could instill any kind of positive outlook and perspective for everyone, no matter what your sign is, it would be that. Look for junk and turn it into gold, because you have that power to transform it, to repurpose it, to reframe it, to look at it from all sides and find what's the good story I could give this, instead of, oh, it's chaotic and I hate it, it's awful.
Right.
Sit down, take those breaths and trust that that you are becoming, it's like Mercury retrograde gets you out of your own way so that you can reach your destiny. It wants you to reach your destiny. It's here to help us, not hurt us.
Right. Cause I know I hear it a lot in the store, just listening to customers banter amongst themselves, or, you know, I'll hear them ask readers and like even a month out, like people like, well, Mercury's getting ready to go retrograde. Like they're already fearing it. They're already dreading it. They're already like, here comes the doom.
Yeah.
You know? And like changing that perception instead of dreading it. What is it, like 2 to 3 times a year?
Yeah. It's usually 3 times a year. Very rarely is it 4 times a year. But if you think of it, it's every 88 days, Mercury goes retrograde. So other planets, you know, they have longer orbits. Like, you know, it's Venus goes retrograde every 18 months. Mars goes retrograde every 24 months. Mm-hmm. The farther away you get from the sun, the longer the retrograde period. So we should be feeling actually quite grateful that Mercury only retrogrades for 3 weeks, because Mars is retrograde for 2 months. Venus retrogrades for 40 days when we're going over our relationships. So if it's only 3 weeks in the grand scheme of things, and we're going to get clarity, refreshment, transformation, our soul's growth, our greatest unlimited potential, that's awesome. And yeah, if you look at it like the weather report, for example, like I did, my husband and I needed a new couch and we said, ooh, let's get a new couch before Mercury goes retrograde, because we don't want there to be anything hidden. Cause we were like, I want a hibernation couch. I want to binge watch TV when it's snowing out. So we wanted to get this comfortable couch. Well, we bought our couch before Mercury went retrograde, and it just so happens that the couch will be delivered when Mercury is direct. So, whoo, like that just feels really, really good. And I remember about a year ago, somebody wanted me to collaborate with them in an event, and Mercury was retrograde. And I kept saying, I don't think we should plan this right now. Mercury's retrograde. And she was, you know, she kind of poo-pooed it. And she was like, oh, come on, Dana. That's stupid. Let's just do it. So I was like, I did not trust my instinct. And I went and planned this thing with her, and we ended up having to cancel it. And I, again, was just sort of kicking myself like, you love astrology, Dana. Why didn't you listen to your intuition and stand up to this person and put your foot down and say, this is what I believe. I don't care that you don't believe it. I'm not going to do it. But I went and did it anyways. I was people pleasing. So let's watch out for that.
Right. I didn't rope you into any events, right? No.
No, it wasn't you.
Like, wait a minute. I know we talked about a few things. And I'm like, you know, but this was all before COVID, you know, sucked the fun out of everything.
Oh, yes, indeed.
How does this affect the fire signs?
Okay, so you're already being affected if you have Aries rising because your planet Mars is retrograde until November 13th or 14th. So this is definitely affecting your fire, and maybe, so what happens is the qualities are always turned inward for you. So you're being made to look at your inner landscape rather than the external world. Although if you are not understanding how to heal and process some of these things, maybe you project them out onto others in the world. So watch out for that. It's an inner process, and I know it's uncomfortable, but what does fire do? It transforms as well. And we just had that Aries full moon last month that was quite powerful. So I can imagine that you're either going through a very transformational time right now or a time that could be very confusing. But please trust that by mid-November, things are really going to smooth out. And the astrology for the end of the year is going to be quite interesting because we have an eclipse on the full moon in Gemini at the end of November. And then we have an eclipse on the new moon in Sagittarius in December. And eclipses can be a little bit intense as well, but they're also very transformational and life-changing. They are reset buttons. So whatever you're going through with all that fire in your chart, I think that, you know, just hang in there. You know what stimulates your fire is breath, it's air. Fire needs air. Mm-hmm. And just try to, I know fire signs love to move. So if it's exercise or yoga or a brisk walk, I mean, something that can help you work through that stuff, even cleaning. Oh my gosh, if I have fire anger in me, I will take it out on the vacuum cleaner on the carpet. So work through it somehow physically. If you're not working through it, say with a therapist or journaling, or meditation, do something physical. Fire signs need physical activity.
You know, you said journaling, and I know like a couple years ago, there was a lot of traumatic things happening in life. And finally, like I remember driving home, and I get a lot of messages while driving because I got such a long drive. And they kept saying like journaling. And I'm like, I hate journaling. I hated it in school. I hated it. And it actually was very, very, you know, therapeutic, and right now all the crap, you know, going on, and then to feel such a relief because you got it out on paper. And
yeah. When you get it out on paper, you move it away from you, and then you get to look at it and see a different perspective. And it is so fascinating because you can get your thoughts out and you can get the stream of consciousness out, and it's almost like you're emptying, you're unclogging a drain. So even if you don't know what to write, you can write, I don't know what to write, blah, 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 journaling is stupid. I hate it. Why do I hate it? I don't know. My handwriting's ugly, but I got a new pen. Like, just write stupid things and it'll turn into something. And, you know, just, you can even describe the room you're in or how you feel, just anything. Just let it come through you. Mercury, again, is a communicator, loves to write, loves to talk, loves to teach and learn. It's a sign of the intelligence. So, you know, if you were just taking some kind of a class to boost, you know, our learning abilities, that would be great right now too. Although maybe it's just something that you're studying on your own, like a book or this class right here could be your self-study. Or maybe after we're done here, somebody goes online and looks up their chart and finds out, where is Mercury in my chart? Where is Scorpio? Where are these signs?
Well, that's a good segue because people, they can actually schedule like astrology with you, which I'm going to put up the quick little banner here on the screen, that if you wanted to get in touch with Dana and have her go over your chart and what it means. Yes. Now, these are probably, like we've said before, at least an hour, you know, going through.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Usually 90 minutes when I'm working with somebody on their chart. You have to know your exact birth time. A chart can change every 4 minutes. So if somebody says, I was born around 2 p.m., I'm not going to run your chart because if it's not accurate, I don't want to spend the time giving you false information. And if your birth time isn't listed on your birth certificate or on the back of a baby photo or in a baby book or somebody in your family doesn't remember, there are options. You can go to the, what is it called? There is someplace in the county that you were born. I actually have it written down somewhere, but I don't want to take up too much time. But anyways, I can tell people in a private session or when they contact me how to find, there's some sort of some kind of hall of records or something in the county that you were born that will have your birth time if it's not on your birth certificate. Don't call the hospital, they don't care.
Maybe the
vital statistics. It's the something of vital statistics for the county that you were born in. That's what it is. And they'll have your birth time.
Because I know, like, I'm like, I think mine was around 350, you know, but I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. Look it up. Look it up. Some twins may have the same chart if you're born less than 4 minutes apart. And I want to let people know they can also find me on Facebook as well. Sometimes I post a lot of things about astrology on Facebook, and you can just kind of, you know, be my friend and you'll get some good updates there. If you're still learning, there's some great astrologers, some great resources to learn from. There's tons of YouTube videos. But really the best experience comes from you. You're the one living in your body and your skin, having this experience. And, you know, the planets love us all equally. They are not here to hurt us. They're not out to get us. They're here to help us. They see us suffering and they want us to bring that suffering to the surface so that we can heal it and move forward collectively.
Right. Yeah. They're not up there to bully us around.
They're not.
Nine times out of 10, like I don't even pay much attention to them. I am oblivious that way. I just do what I do and keep going. This time around really has gotten me to stop and go, wait a damn minute.
So two of your planets, you're in Aries with a Virgo rising, two mm-hmm. of your planets are on vacation. So you don't have their support right now. And they're forcing you to look inward at their qualities. And then we just had a Libra new moon, which is your moon. So I can imagine that things might be a little intense for you, a little emotional for you personally. And you've got those connections. And we just, astrology is a beautiful map. It is a tool. It is a science. It is a language. And it is a psychology. So if somebody says they don't believe in astrology, that's really the wrong way to say that, because it's not a belief system. You could say, I don't understand astrology. But if you say you don't believe in it, it's like saying, I don't believe in a hammer, or I don't believe in Spanish, or I don't believe in maps.
Right. Well, and it's one of those, like, you know, being, you know, a store owner, like I see so much of both sides, and maybe, you know, making sure, you know, not to become somebody that you cripple yourself because you follow everything in the astro. Like, I can't do this because Mercury is this, and I can't do that because Mars is this. And I can only do this every 6 years when Pluto and, you know, and I'm like, ugh, like I have a life to live. But, you know, that being said, like we've been trying to build, you know, a new website for months and it's been nothing but chaos. But, you know, as of like yesterday, like I think the final little problem got fixed.
Yes. And you're finishing something. And you started the website. This is a great time to finish it.
So, and I keep thinking, I'm like, we've had so many problems. That's because we are working out every little tweak, every little bug, every little gremlin. And when this thing launches, it's going to be so kick-ass. Yes. I'm not going to have to do it again for 10 years.
Yes. And when do you plan on launching it?
Well, it actually went live maybe close to a week ago, but I didn't say anything because I wanted the store part. And that was the problem we were having, was with the syncing of the inventory and making sure those numbers were right. And, but wouldn't you know, like the night that that went live, somebody sent an order in. So yay. But there were two things on her order that I'm like, I don't have it because the syncing's wrong. Aww. You know, so trying.
He helped you find that glitch though, in a certain way, in a roundabout way. Right. So that it doesn't continue to happen in the future.
Right. So, you know, it's been over a week of emailing constantly back and forth with tech support and the web lady and reestablishing and taking apart connections and trying to redo it. And as of yesterday afternoon, probably around 4 o'clock, we think it's there. So once we're confident, like we're going to do a big, like, hey, by the way, it's there if you haven't seen it, you know, and here's, you know, a celebration discount, but it's poking and prodding at it, looking to see what else might kind of flag. Yeah. But I think we're there. But I kept telling myself these last couple of weeks, like, that's because when this is done, it's going to be so kick-ass.
Yes.
And that's been my, you know.
It wants to be perfect. It wants to be good. You can't launch it if it's not right. So it wants you to have it, you know, is in its best shape and its best delivery. And if you are launching it while Mercury is retrograde, I think it's great because it's something that you're finishing. Even though it seems like I'm launching a new website. No, this, we've been working on this since before Mercury went retrograde. So you're finishing something, but also the fact that it's a spiritual modality. Like this is get your spiritual tools, get your items, get all the things that support you on your spiritual path. And because spirituality is so strong and it's so such a great foundation to have during this time, it completely is harmonious.
Right. Yeah. And I'm like, yay. So that being said, guys, the booking of classes and the booking with the readers, you know, that's all fine. It's been the buying of the things. But we'll announce that out. But because Dana has such an open schedule, it's easier to book with her if you call her phone number there on the screen. Because she has a little more availability to come more than just only the Wednesdays that we did before COVID.
Yeah. Yeah. I do readings as well. Intuitive readings. I read through the chakra system. So if you want a reading, and then I also do, again, I can do astrology charts. I do past life regression. I am a counselor. I'm a teacher. I just help people feel better. And that's just something that I'm told a lot is that people feel better after they spend some time with me. And so that just makes me feel really great. I'm a Gemini, so Mercury is, he's on a break, my planet's on a break, but if I look at my rising sign, Pluto is my chart ruler and Pluto's direct. So I do consider myself a messenger. And if you need some help and you live in the Northeast Ohio area, we can meet at Goddess Elite in North Olmsted for a session. You can also contact me through Facebook private messenger as well if you don't want to call or text, and be happy to help you figure out your astrological ingredients or get your chakras in shape with some messages from spirit.
You know, and real quick too, I should have thought, I'm going to redo that little banner with the phone number, but we're going to put your last name on there.
Oh yeah,
I can find you on Messenger on Facebook. Like that would be helpful.
Dana Faison, that's how you pronounce my name, and I would be delighted to help you. And again, spiritual endeavors at this time are so powerful. Whether it's me or not, get a reading, get some Reiki, get some spiritual healing, do a yoga class, do meditation, go visit Goddess Elite, buy some tools. Get ready for Halloween, whether you're spending it alone or with other people. We're moving into this very potent time of year. I'll give you just a few more words for Scorpio cycle, as well as Mercury and Scorpio. These are the positive words: regeneration and healing, transformation and alchemy, reproduction, protection and loyalty, strength, endurance, psychology, intuitive. We've got metaphysics, intimacy, deep emotion, passion, teaching and sincerity, fearlessness, investigation, mystery, research, understanding darkness or the dark side of humanity, and being fierce, profound, powerful, creative. These are energies to be respected. Everybody respects the scorpion. You know what is interesting about a scorpion, and this is partly where Scorpio gets the name or the archetype, is that scorpions aren't running around looking for people to sting and poison. They are not. They want to be left alone. They actually, that's why they're nocturnal. They do their work at night. They hide in the shadows during the day. But if you keep poking and poking and poking one, it has no choice but to finally strike. So be aware of that, especially for those of you who have strong Scorpio in your chart, or Scorpio in your life. You probably know that you have to chip away and chip away and chip away, and then they will poison you. So be careful. They can only take so much. And because Scorpio has a really hard shell, a tough shell, Scorpio, if you know any Scorpios, you probably like, wow, they have been through so much. What a survivor. They're still here doing it, doing life. And I feel like that's the same about planet Mercury. Takes all the hits, just like Jupiter takes a lot of chunks, a lot of asteroids and meteors, like hit that thing and it still keeps on going, just like our heart. Our heart takes so many hits, but it still beats, right? So we have this strength and this endurance right now, and a strong will that we can make a lot of changes. We can do a lot of regeneration with it collectively as well as personally. We can do a sort of reincarnation with America, give it a rebirth, give it a little spin on how we have been perceiving things and really look at the dark side. Get, you know, Scorpio gets us a little comfortable with the dark. We're moving into the dark side of the year. When you shine a light on these shadows, they disappear. So we have to shine a light on them and look at them and not let them be hidden any longer. Then we'll have that power. And it's, it can be a very powerful time if you really just change your perspective. And that's one of our superhero gifts, superpowers. Everybody has it. You can change your perspective.
Right. Well, you know, we're already at 11 o'clock. That went by so quick. So maybe we'll do one last call for another question or two before we have to get going. Because I know, like, I've got to get ready to open the store, and I'm sure you've got a full day.
Well, I'm taking my time because Mercury's retrograde. I'm moving slow.
I should be. I should be.
Well, you got a business to run. So. Yeah.
You know, I remember thinking back, like, I'm going to work for myself. It'll be great. I'll have more time for me. Like, little did I know. I miss the days of being a bookstore manager and getting paid to be the book nerd that I am.
Great. Hey, everything's temporary. Just like Mercury retrograde, it's all temporary.
Yes, yes. You know, and that's always a comforting thing. Like, it's not going to be a time of suffering forever, and you know,
this
just
too shall pass.
Yes. All right, well, since we don't have any last minute questions, we'll just wrap up, and feel free to call Dana there at the phone number to schedule a time. Dana does astrology reading. She can do the chakra healing and reading. You also do the goddess readings too with your really wonderful goddess deck. And I always think of that little, that Japanese goddess of laughter and joy. Like, I always see her
Uzumi.
My favorite in there, and I know nothing of her, but I love her card.
I know. It's a great card, especially for somebody with a Libra moon.
I should make like a little mini one and just like plaster her everywhere and look at it.
People keep a sense of humor, look for the opportunities more than the challenges, and remember this too shall pass, and know that you are reaching your highest potential in every part of this. The planets are here for us. They're not here against us. And the ego has to take a back seat so that the soul can drive.
Yes. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us. We'll do this again soon. We got to figure out our next topic.
Yeah, maybe around the eclipses.
Ooh, that'll be a good topic, too. That's always a fun thing that I hear about in the store a lot.
Melissa, thank you so much for this opportunity. I really appreciate it. I had a lot of fun, and I will see you very soon.
All right, guys. Well, thank you, Dana, for joining. And, you know, we'll do this again. So, everybody, follow us on Facebook and friend Dana. Join us on YouTube so you'll be alerted every time we go live and be answering questions for you. All right, everybody, have a great Tuesday.
Bye, everybody.